the T3 podcast in association with the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 with Timescape. See your calls, texts, emails, tweets, and updates all together on one screen. See it in store or visit sonyericsson.com/X10. Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast for an E3 special. That's right, we're not live in LA. We're not on the show floor, nor were we in the Nokia Theater to hear this.
Something you thought you knew perfectly well will now be perfectly transformed. What's added literally is a new dimension.
Or indeed, this.
If you do remember those multiplayer nights, there's only one thing I need to say.
So, coming up, news on a new dimension in, literally, in handheld gaming. A pant-wetting launch for anyone who was alive in 1997, owned an N64, and had friends. That's all I need to play. Plus, all the rest of the announcements from E3, and who knows, some non-gaming news, if you fancy some. So, joining me, not from the sun-drenched boulevards of Los Angeles, it's Luke the Luke Peters and Duncan Bell, everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you all doing?
Very tired.
Tired?
Very tired.
I'll give you tired.
I've had
gastric flu all week. I've been knocked out tired.
Okay, I can't beat that.
I managed to crawl here to the studio today.
Is that why you were 17 hours late for this podcast?
Well, you see, I did try.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, I'm very, very tired of your lateness and general attitude.
I think I know why Dunk's tired, though, and I'm going to big him up before...
I've got a full and thorough explanation.
Dunk was up for PPA Columnist of the Year this year and was beat to it by a man from Time Out.
I know, can you...
Oh, imagine? You're killing me.
I know.
And
he reads Time Out.
So we haven't been to sleep since, basically, trying to find this man from Time Out.
And take him down.
I know, bastard. Well, 2011 will be my year.
Damn it.
Good. Okay. Well, anyway, Duncan.
But he did get runner-up.
So oh, right.
He's essentially the second best columnist in...
Second best oh, everybody.
Well, technically speaking, equal second best, because everybody was the runner-up, but...
Okay, never mind. Dunk, I have had a week with gastric flu. No doubt you have had some minor slight, perhaps being overlooked for Columnist of the Year, that spoiled your week even more.
Yeah, no, that was pretty much it. But it was the good thing about the awards was it's the first time I've seen something involving 3D that I actually thought was quite good.
Oh.
And maybe because it was a very minor part of the thing. But you know how awards type thing, or probably any public function you go to these days, they're big screens either side of a succession of dull men who get up and say...
Everybody in this industry has been striving for the last year.
Well, what a year it's been.
Yeah. Whilst a host who is clearly been paying vast amounts of money has made no effort whatsoever to have any to develop any understanding whatsoever of the subject matter, stands there going... big cocks or whatever, making blue humour. Oh. But but this thing, the display boards, were in 3D. There were 3D display boards.
What, did you need glasses? Or?
You did, and what I thought was interesting was I thought, well, this is a non-starter, surely. Like a bunch of pissed up magazine journalists, not going to stand for this. But it was quite interesting. It seemed to work quite smoothly. Some people just actually did keep their glasses on pretty much all the time. I think so. People can see how red their eyes were.
What were they showing? Like the titles of the awards or what?
All sorts of things. Yeah. But mainly, like the nominees would come out in a kind of... Unfortunately, I didn't get my glasses on in time to see myself in 3D. But it would be like a picture... Oops, sorry. It'd be like a picture of the nominee and then a picture of the magazine and then a picture of, I don't know, something else. And they would all be kind of extending out towards you.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was pretty neat. And then like some people would just kind of put their glasses on as and when. And it all seemed to work quite well. The effect was right.
Okay, so there was some good to come out of the awards.
Hope for 3D.
Exactly, I think that's the main point, is that
there we are.
You could get like a gauge of how people would react to a public space 3D event.
Yeah,
like award shows, there we are. We found a use.
Yeah, well, I think if it gets past the litmus test of a bunch of extremely drunk journalists.
People in Germany and lots of other countries are enjoying the World Cup in 3D. In fact, in the US, they're showing an ESPN 3D.
I don't think the Germans are enjoying it in 3D.
Well, actually, not today. Not
or
as
in any
today.
Form of
They were enjoying it last week against Australia.
Yeah.
Less so.
Am I allowed just one, like, 10-second quick rant?
Ooh. What, Luke? I know. Surely I know, nothing has ruffled
guest
your,
rent.
Your
I know. I know this is off
perfectly
script.
Perfectly preened feathers.
I almost got killed.
Okay, that would do it.
By a Tesla Roadster electric car this week.
Because you can't hear them.
Because I couldn't hear it, and I was on my bicycle. And it almost took me off my wheels.
I've been thinking about this so much. We need to invent a noise that we can give electric cars.
No, people, who is it that's got one coming? Is it Porsche or something working on an electric car? And it actually makes, it's just got an amplifier and speaker built into it.
Well, it makes a Porsche engine noise.
So it makes a supercar type noise, yeah.
Well, I think it just makes the noise that those horns at the World Cup are playing.
Vuvuzelas, there we are. Just strap a few vuvuzelas on backwards and the wind blowing through them.
You'd hear that coming, wouldn't you?
So I'm going to ask Tesla if I can test one of their cars and see if I can knock any cyclists off to see if they hear. I'm not really.
It is a danger, though.
That is a danger.
Electric car's going to be big, and you know, cyclists, there will they're be not going away.
But hey, you know, we'll save the environment, so that's good.
By killing cyclists. That's not really.
Double benefit.
But surely you'd just be filling up graveyards. Should we stop now?
Yes. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's. Okay, good. Let's just to clarify, we don't actually want to kill any cyclists.
Well, me and Luke both are cyclists. So.
Especially as the two of you are cyclists.
I hope I'm here next week.
So on now, quickly, swiftly, very quickly, to our top story. Hard to pick, actually, between the many announcements at E3, but, well, let's plump with Nintendo anyway. You've pretty much been ignored during the whole Move/Natal shenanigans, but pulled a massive announcement out of the bag with the 3DS. Much expected this, of course.
Yeah.
But there were some blanks that got filled in.
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, you say pulled it out of the bag, but everybody knew what the three big announcements, well, the moves already been announced, what they were going to be. It's interesting that Nintendo, again, by, well, you know, obviously they invented the whole motion gaming thing, or at least popularized the whole motion gaming thing. And now they've kind of maybe blown out of the water isn't fair, but they've kind of overshadowed the launch of Natal.
Extraordinary,
stroke.
Isn't it?
What Move. The hell did they end up calling it?
Oh, yeah.
Kinect.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But no glasses. We kind of knew that.
Yeah.
So it's a lenticular display. And I haven't seen it. Neither of you two have seen it because we're here and not in LA. But from the reaction of developers, actually it's pretty good. You do see it straight away.
Yeah, it's like you're looking into a cavernous LCD screen, which looks amazing. I mean, from what we've seen.
Yeah. Because my concern was it was just literally going to be a DS or DSi or whatever with a kind of little 3D effect on top of it. But it seems to be greatly improved.
Yeah, if you saw they showed Kid Icarus Uprising, which is the first game they've written specifically for the 3D effect, and the graphics looked, I mean, for a handheld, pretty awesome. I mean, they were, you know, up there, well up there with the PSP or something like that, you know. Beyond it, possibly.
I just think the depth that you can get from kind of like being in this little confined space when you are playing a handheld is fantastic. What's really interesting is the next generation of kids that are going to, this is going to be their first experience of a handheld console.
Damn,
it's going to be this unbelievably.
We had Game & Watch, but they have a 3DS.
You can't even get it on TV at the moment, but you can. Some kid can get it for
£100.
Is
that Nintendo have gone, right, everyone's dropping $5,000 or whatever on a 3D tilly. Let's do this for a couple of hundred quid. It's not even going to be that, is it? Not only will you have 3D gaming, there'll be a 3D camera, which the first ones came out, a few months ago, and they were ridiculously expensive. And you know, but this is part of the machine. And to top it all off, we'll do 3D movies as well.
I don't really see what that 3D camera is all about, though.
It's a bit of a gimmick.
It's a gimmick. You can take 3D pictures of your friends, you know. I mean, that's cool enough, isn't it?
It's classic Nintendo, I think, isn't it? That's what I would say. If someone's clever,
they'll work out a way of getting those 3D pictures into 3D games, and that'll be quite exciting, I'd imagine.
Oh, little 3D avatars of yourself. That'd be great. Does this mean, though, like with Kid Icarus, etc., they're not going to be backwards compatible with the other DSs?
You can play old DS games on it.
Yeah, but the new ones work with older machines, presumably.
Because the
I don't think you can play a 3D game on a 2D.
Yeah, and I'm not sure it's because of the 3D. I'm sure probably because of the enhanced graphics, I would assume.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be able to take your DS and play 3DS games in it. Unfortunately, although you can turn the 3D off on your 3DS if you want that whole 2D experience.
The 3D wouldn't necessarily be a problem in What do you call that? Backwards compatibility, or what do you call that? It's,
yeah,
it's almost more like forwards compatibility. But
well, there's another dimension to it, I think.
or not, as the case may be.
Controls have been updated as well. Glide pad. What do you make of that? It's just a little. It's kind of. It looks a bit more like a PSP controller almost. You've got the normal four way controller, and yes, then above it, a kind of a little.
What's it called? Glide pad.
Glide pad.
That sounds like something for that difficult time of the month.
It does a little.
The iPad.
Yeah, and you know, it's just a little circular pad above the four way controller. Is it just going to get in the way, or is that a welcome addition?
Well, no. I mean, I presume that's for, because you're working on more than 8-12 axes.
Well, I suppose now, actually, if you added another
dimension,
you
360 degrees.
So you'd be able to,
yeah. What's it called?
Kind of strafe. Shuffle from side to side.
Glide around.
Yeah, three-dimensional strafing.
I like it. Okay. all right, so that's welcome, right? And motion sensor and gyro sensor. I'm not sure what the difference is. They sense in different ways, actually.
I think, again, it's a dimensional thing, isn't it? Isn't it motion sensor in the kind of one plane of motion, and the gyroscope then detects depth?
Like the iPhone 4.
Okay.
The same sort of way that the iPhone 4.
I was going to say, yeah, it's exactly as on the iPhone 4.
There we are. The bottom screen, not 3D, but I don't think anyone's that bothered about that, are they?
Well, one screen is enough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're all fine with that. So they've packed an awful lot into this.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
Have we actually got a price on it yet?
Yes, no. I was going to say, that's the one thing. But, yeah. But being Nintendo, you just kind of, perhaps wrongly or unfairly it may turn up, you just kind of know, or at least assume, that it's going to be...
It's got to be
pocket money pricing.
Yeah, it's got the first number has got to be a one, and then whatever they put after that, I think everyone will accept.
Yeah, well, I think it'd be under 150, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. It's Nintendo; they can't charge too much.
Completely. Well, I think one of the best things that any of the companies outside of Apple, well, gaming, I see Apple as a gaming company now.
Yeah.
The best thing that Nintendo or Sony could do is make stuff available just as a download, so you can download it from the 3DS itself. And I don't think you can do that.
Yeah. Well, they've done a lot. They're doing a lot of internet integration with this. It'll even download stuff while it's asleep, which sounded a bit spooky to me.
Can you actually download 3D games?
I don't know if you can download 3D games, but they're making a big play of the Wi-Fi, so maybe that's something they'd like to introduce. I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see. But Nintendo, again, they've never really... They seem to pull away from things that all the other gaming companies go massive on, and as a result, they've never had much of a download stroke online kind of service approach. Up to this point, I can't see why that would change, to be honest.
Okay, well, we're going
just,
on.
I mean, again, just because like Nintendo are just, they have their own way of doing things.
Yeah. Going on to the games, the only one we really saw much of at the presentation was Kid Icarus Uprising. I love the way they keep reprising these characters.
Is Kid Icarus. The name Icarus, sort of rings a bell,
They're really good. It's a blast from the past, Kid Icarus.
What was the? When was the
we're
last
going back
time
to NES games.
It was NES, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's appeared in some N64 games and things like that. But yeah, that is his heyday was the NES.
Right.
So he's back.
I cannot remember for the life of me what you actually had to do. But he was like a small sprite.
The idea about Kid Icarus was
he didn't have a moustache.
He could fly.
Presumably.
He could fly, but only for so long because obviously his wings would melt. You see.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And that was the whole thing.
Plummet to his death.
So, you know, 20 years ago, you could make an entire game out of that. I'm sure he does a few other things now.
It was around about the same time as Duck Shoot.
Yeah, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, I think you're fine.
Beg your pardon.
That's not a gaming title that you want to say too quickly or in the wrong accent, is it?
There we are. Nintendogs and, plus cats.
Yeah, Nintendogs and Nintendcats. Well, I thought, and also, it was funny, on the Kinect, they had a game very much along those lines. who would ever have thought that on the Xbox you'd have a...
Yeah, and there's various sporting titles that bear a very close resemblance to Wii Sports as well. Resident Evil.
Yeah, bit of depth to your blood splattering gore.
Yeah, I can't have too many Nintendogs. Metal Gear Solid. There was a big cheer for that. Big cheer in the room for Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, of course. That's like the gamer's game, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. Mario Kart, that's just made for 3D.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yeah, be amazing.
And DJ Hero 3D, I can't... Do you think...
3D? Yeah, no, I can see how that would work, particularly with all the motion controlling stuff that's built into this now.
Does 3D enhance that massively?
No, I don't, probably not. No. But I can see how it goes with the other elements of the 3DS.
Okay. And movies. Movies. I mean, this is fantastic. You know, you can watch movies in 3D. I mean, well, long before really you'll be able to do this at home affordably.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
movies didn't really.
It's cool and it's neat, but I don't think we should get too carried away with that because I don't think it's
going to be
a major feature of it.
Okay. They didn't do too well on the PSP, did they?
No. Obviously, there is a strong possibility now with this that the greatest uprising of 3D films will be on the back seats of holiday cars for kids before they actually reach home.
It's quite possible, yeah. Yeah. And of course, all kids, you know, movies are 3D cartoons anyway.
It does work on that level.
I think they're going to be a big hit, yeah.
But I think, I mean, more. Not so much, I don't know if there's a market there for it or not, but I don't know how great they're going to look on the 3DS. I mean, obviously, very small screen. I think the effect is very suitable for gaming, from what I've seen of it, which admittedly isn't much, but it's like a kind of very sort of multi-planar.
Yeah, well, I think we'll hear as more people actually get to see this, because it is on the show floor. They're showing off How to Train Your Dragon. So we'll see what the reaction is.
Yeah.
It's a little bit early to tell right now, but we will see. Did you see... I don't, you saw the presentation, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? Did you watch right to the end?
You'd have to remind me exactly what you
said. I said right to the very end of the presentation, because all the meat was over. And I think a lot of people. Well, it's close to that. A lot of people then, I think, just, you know, oh great, all the announcements are over, fabulous, turned off, started blogging, whatever.
I think that's what I did.
If you watched right to the end, okay, they came on and they went, right, we've told you they're going to be on the show floor. Actually, you're going to see them right now. And they brought out hundreds of 3DSs, okay, all carried by, you know, a demonstrator. Now, you'll be familiar with demonstrators. You go to big conferences, whatever, and there are people, they're PR people, essentially.
Yeah, they tell you where the on-off switch is.
Yeah, and things like that, okay. Now, generally, it has to be said, they tend to be women, they tend to be quite tall, with long, a certain type of woman. Basically, Nintendo went out and cloned several hundred of such women, and to a man, they were all women, every single one female. I was like, how is Nintendo getting away with it?
Have you ever been to Japan?
Exactly. It's basically they're stuck in 70s sexists of
the
world.
They have a very progressive attitude. So basically it was a bit like a sort of games launch crossed with the Addicted to Love video by Robert Palmer.
Basically.
Statuesque blondes.
It was just bizarre. So it is online. So just ignore all the announcements because we've written all about them. We've told you all about them. Just go right to the end and see all the freakish moment when hundreds of women stream out carrying 3DSs.
But there's no one actually left in the audience because they've gone to blog.
No, they're all still there because Nintendo didn't said your buses will not arrive till 11 o'clock. And so they couldn't leave. They had to play on it.
Nice.
With the
captive
strange
audience.
Women. Exactly.
Good one, Shigsy.
What about, though, the really big announcement, which, of course, was GoldenEye.
I remember it. You remember it. If you do remember those multiplayer nights, there's only one thing I need to say. Activision's new GoldenEye, exclusive to Wii, arrives in stores this holiday.
This holiday, which, let me translate, is this Christmas. Mm-hmm. GoldenEye is arriving. If you haven't got a Wii, I insist you buy one now and buy GoldenEye.
Well, maybe. We did talk about this last week, or the week before last. Is it going to be... Can it possibly be the same? They'll have felt obliged to improve it in all sorts of ways. That
frankly,
it,
if they did a direct port, I would go and buy it.
Yeah, no, that'd be all right. Yeah. If they did that and just tied up the graphics a bit.
Yeah, because there was a sequel, sort of sequel to GoldenEye, which was Perfect Dark.
Yeah, Perfect Dark, and then that was pretty disappointing.
Well, apparently what happened with that is they had pushed the N64 to just way beyond its limits, really, with GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
So when they tried to do more, it the game was just so slow.
Does not compute,
it just didn't work. So this is the sequel we've been waiting for.
And it'd be great. I mean, I do think it'd be great. I think it, you know, not just for us, but a new generation.
Yeah.
If it's got any sort of impact and longevity that
I think the world of first-person shooters has moved on a little tiny bit since GoldenEye, and it's not really going to have quite the same impact.
Okay. But. Well, you say that. This was they did focus groups. Okay, and they basically they did.
Oh, good.
And they basically put it to them. You know, GoldenEye.
Set the standards for all video games in the future.
It was the first game that I could play multiplayer 4 hours straight.
For me, it was the original. I mean, like, if you hooked it up now, I'd be down to play.
Okay, so that's what happens when you ask a focus group.
What did that last guy say? I have no idea, but there were no women.
So sinister.
He just said,
This is what happens when you tell them GoldenEye's coming back.
Let's say that after 13 years of game innovation, a new GoldenEye game is coming up.
Oh my god! Yes!
They turn into an orchestra.
They say, oh my god!
But what did they actually say?
They say,
oh my god! Oh my god, that is so shit.
That's why they had to put that orchestra bit in.
I was going
to
say, one guy said, oh my god, all the rest of them presumably were sat there like,
yeah, and it's taken you 13 years.
We've got like Medal of Honor. We've got Modern Warfare 2 now, yeah. Mate. I don't know if you've heard.
But look, I think that's, I mean, Dunk's got a point there. I mean, when GoldenEye first came out, it was like the multi. It was the only decent.
It was the only
multiplayer game to play. It had never been done before. Now there are hundreds of pretty decent stuff.
And so, I'm still excited, even if you're not.
And if there's not a novel.
I'm excited for you, Dan.
There needs to be a novel way for them to deliver it.
Yeah, you're right. We need something. It's very difficult. They can't destroy the original, yet they need to move it on. How are they going to do it?
By cocking it up massively. We all know how this goes down. Come on.
Okay.
The fact that it's called GoldenEye.
Well, but it's with Daniel Craig. It says, in fact, the title is something like GoldenEye 007 featuring Daniel Craig.
So this is almost now like a kind of alternate universe version of Bond.
Exactly.
Where Bond is called Mr. GoldenEye and...
Yep.
And someone makes a lot of money from...
Really strange.
Well, I assume that Chubby Broccoli and pals insisted that it was
Cubby
Daniel
Broccoli.
Craig.
Chubby Broccoli. And I very much doubt he insisted on anything because he's been dead for a good 4 to 5 years.
But the company that is...
Barbara Broccoli.
Mr. Broccoli insisted that, Daniel gets in there rather than Piers Brosnan.
Maybe. I guess young people wouldn't know who Piers Brosnan is. They'd be like, oh, he's that dude from... King was the ABBA film.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, he's the guy from Mamma Mia.
What's he doing in Bond?
Why is the complete doofus from Mamma Mia running around with a gun shooting people?
He plays Benny, doesn't he?
Does he?
I don't know because I've not seen that particular film. That's why I couldn't even remember what it was.
Yeah, I think Luke's revealing a bit too much knowledge there. Right, other games on the Wii quickly: Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword with a new play interface. The nunchuck is now your sword and is now your shield.
That kind of was the interface of the last one, but it should be good.
Yeah, Zelda's massive. It's got a massive fan base.
If they do it properly. The last one was great, to be honest. The first Wii one. But then that was just basically a kind of tarted up port of the GameCube title. But designed from scratch.
Did you notice, Luke, that during the playthrough of this, the new running joke at conferences made a reappearance? Did you hear this?
No.
Okay, next we'll try the bow. Looks like we're having a little interference here. Somebody out there using wireless? Anybody?
Gets a laugh every time.
That didn't actually happen though, did it?
They really were having trouble. So of course you need to get everyone to turn off their wireless. We know how
people don't do that. Yeah.
Let's see how Nintendo handles it.
Everything went really well in our rehearsals. You guys need to turn off all your wireless devices.
That is not how you tell a room of journalists to turn off their wireless. This is how you tell a room of journalists to turn off their wireless.
If you want to see the demos, shut all your laptops, turn off all these MiFi base stations. I've got time.
You need to get school teacher
The self-policing thing was...
That was the clincher, I think, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Everybody police each other. Turn off your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, presumably the way to do it is to pitch your voice at a kind of irritating 11-year-old girl kind of pitch, and then it works.
Yeah, and also have a room of fanboys who will do anything you say.
So what was the problem there? Obviously, it wasn't anything to do with Wi-Fi. It was interfering with it's Bluetooth, isn't it, that a Wii controller connects with?
But I don't know, maybe Bluetooth handsets?
So basically, if you live in London in a flat and you're not going to be able to use this new technology because everyone's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, are you sure that wasn't literally a joke?
No. They really were having trouble. He tried to bowl a ball and put spin on it. It couldn't put any spin in it. He tried to...
Maybe he was just rubbish.
Maybe he was just rubbish. Yeah. There was various things that just didn't quite work out, and they were like, they had to just move on.
He was just like, oh, I've missed the guy. Oh, let's say, can you turn your phones off? Because I normally shoot that guy, and...
Finally, any other games caught your eye? Any standouts? I imagine Just Dance 2, Duncan, would be right up there.
What's the Kinect dogs, pets ones?
Oh, well, don't worry, we'll do Microsoft later.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the ones that... The ones that we'll take off straight away, whether it be kind of like the Wii Party, Wii Sportsy type of stuff you get bundled and family based.
All those family titles.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to Zelda. I think that's. I only buy about one Wii game a year, so this is. And my flatmate bought Galaxy 2.
On the N64, I really only had two games, GoldenEye and Zelda. Mm. And come Christmas, on my Wii, I'll really only have two games.
I'm still playing Resident Evil 4.
Okay. Well, we will have plenty more from E3 very shortly, in fact. First of all, though, it's time to say, here is the non-gaming news. Yes, Apple iPhone 4 pre-orders have begun. So we now know a 16-gig model will set you back £499 and a 32-gig one, £599. If you want one free on Orange, you'll have to shell out £75 a month on a two-year contract. And that's just for the 16-gig version. You do get unlimited minutes and text, 100 euro roaming minutes, and unlimited Wi-Fi and 3G with... a 750 meg limit.
On O2, the same deal will cost you £60 a month without the roaming minutes. The cheapest free iPhone 4G winner, though, is Vodafone. It's giving them away at £45 a month with 1,200 minutes, unlimited text and a gig of data. It could still be pipped by T-Mobile, though. We're still waiting for its prices.
Get on with it, T-Mobile. Apple has finally updated the smallest Mac in the house, the Mac Mini. Now just half the size of the original, just 36mm thick, it sports an aluminium unibody casing and an HDMI port for hooking up to an HD telly.
The basic model costs £649 and it's dubbed the world's most energy efficient desktop computer. It packs a 2.4GHz Intel Core 2 Duo processor, 2GB of RAM, Nvidia's GeForce 320M graphics chipset and a 320GB hard drive.
And finally, the agonizing wait for Android 2.1 Eclair on the HTC Hero is finally over. HTC is confirming it'll roll out the new version of the OS by the end of June.
The update brings live wallpapers, Google Maps navigation, and an improved Android Market interface. The Sense UI also gets a rejig with FriendStream, NewsStream, Leap, and live weather animations, expected to land by the end of the month.
Excellent. I think we repeated the fact that it's coming in June and the end of the month. So just clarifying there, it's coming at the end of June.
That is the end of the month.
Exactly.
You're listening to it in July, in which case you've missed the boat.
Unlucky.
Quite severely. I think also the iPhone's coming out on 3, isn't it?
I looked at 3 and I couldn't find any details.
And also the SIM-only phones have been put back to July the 2nd.
There we are. And it is coming out on Tesco as well.
Yeah. I think it's definitely come out on 3. I think they're doing a similar thing to T-Mobile and they're waiting for everybody else to show their hand.
Can you get a value-branded Tesco one? That'd be nice. Blue and white stripe.
Or a finest one.
Or a finest,
Sort of Swarovski.
Just smells of herbed chicken.
Yeah, it's just like twice as expensive and it's got 4 tonnes of saturated fat in
it. Just really off the finest, right, in every supermarket. That's what food should taste like?
That's actually what it should be like.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, that was clear.
We said to Tesco, where finest isn't very good.
That's like the standard at Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
And the basic at Waitrose. Anyway, let's go.
Good, okay. Glad we got that out of the way. time to see what on earth you've been tweeting to T3DOTCOM.
Well, what indeed. Chris Bodman. Mm.
Isn't he a cyclist?
Yeah, that's not a typo, is it? That's his name.
No, that's his name.
That's a clever play on Chris Boardman.
or just his name.
Or just his name.
Oh, it could be that. He's itching for his iPhone 4G. He says, I just want the order sites to go live so I can order my upgrade from T-Mobile. Sad face.
Well, as we said, T-Mobile are being one of the slowest here, so you might be waiting a little longer. But we're so close to launch now. I mean...
24th, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the same 24th. Day that T3 comes out.
Yes,
24th.
Yeah. It's discussed. The same day that T3 comes out.
Yeah. And T3's coming out that day as well.
Yes, it's near the end of the month.
Is it an iPhone special?
The month of June.
Yeah, is it an iPhone special, that T3?
Ish. Oh, smartphone special.
Excellent.
But it's got the iPhone 4 in it. And obviously it comes out
iPhone
on the same
prominently.
Day.
Right, and it comes out... Oh, it's the same day.
On the same day, 24th, yeah.
Good, okay. Luke, what have you got?
Painstick.
I'm sorry?
Painstick isn't too interested in the World Cup. How do you know it's a he?
anyone who calls himself Painstick. That's not a theme, isn't it? No one's going to call themselves that.
No, it could be French. It could be Panstick, couldn't it?
Yeah. Breadstick.
Maybe that's the clever pun.
He, she, stroke French, is much more excited by Wimbledon's augmented reality app. Ultra cool, in my honest opinion, humble opinion.
What's Wimbledon's augmented reality app?
Ah, well, they are. They brought an augmented reality app for Wimbledon.
Yes, thank you, Dan. But what actually is it?
I've no idea, but it's augmented reality and it involves Wimbledon.
Is it if you show your phone over the players, you'll be able to see the players?
But. Yeah, actually on your phone, yeah, as if you were there.
Exactly.
Extraordinary. Well, we'll see.
Maybe it'll come out the brand of barley water they favour.
Have you seen the Robinson's barley water advert for Wimbledon?
Nope.
It's absurd. It's basically a whole nation watching the television as an unnamed British player wins Wimbledon.
Oh, God.
It's like saying, the day will come.
And then gorges themselves on strawberries, cream and ginger beer.
And presumably Robinson's, I'd imagine.
Pins.
Paul Diablo, I've waited so long for the Android update for Hero that now it's been announced, I can't be bothered. It sounds dull a year on.
It did sound a bit dull when he was... because the first thing that we mentioned was live wallpapers. That immediately is like... That's not really what I've been waiting for.
No, the main thing I was waiting for was the firmware upgrade because mine had slowed to a crawl, but I sold it.
Fair enough.
Before that ever arrived.
Are you going to buy an iPhone 4 then?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm waiting to see what the next big Android launch is.
I was going to say, well, 2.2 is meant to run like six times faster or something.
Yeah.
Quite where they plucked that figure from, I don't know. Yeah, but it runs faster. Anyway.
I'm due an upgrade. I'm biding my time. It'll either be an iPhone.
We know what it is.
What, the next big Android? What is it?
Not telling. Can't tell.
You can tell me afterwards.
Sorry. Possibly.
Is it worth waiting for? Better than the iPhone?
No comment.
What? Oh, goodness.
NDA'd out of my... Yeah, can't. Sorry.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll speak to you later. Good. So when will we hear about it?
Again.
Officially. Jeez.
I cannot say. Just a tease.
You're tighter
tease.
Than a... No, I'm not going to carry on with that. Luke. No, in fact, not Luke. Me. What have I got for my...
Yeah, you. Yeah,
gadget
yeah.
of the week. Yes, this is normally the time I turn to Luke for inspiration. But actually, Chris, who isn't in the studio this week, has deposited this and requested that I show it off. It is... let me grab the box... The Yeti, it's a USB microphone. Not normally the sexiest of gadgets, but...
This one does look kind of like a penis. So
it does look quite phallic.
That's quite sexy.
It's a rather phallic...
A phallic on a hinge.
Large silver object. Now, if I plug in... Okay, I'll show you what it can do. Basically, it's a USB mic, okay? So I'll move this into place. There we go. So now I'm talking on this mic, okay, and it's in sort of the mode for podcasting, okay, for one-on-one. Right, what I'm going to do is turn it to the other mode, which is this one. I'm going to plug it in the middle of the table, and then we can all speak. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So, yeah, if you've ever wondered what...
£129 worth of Yeti USB microphone will do for you.
What the podcast would sound like if we... spoke into a penis that was about 50 yards away from us.
Hold on, I'm going to switch modes.
It's a beautifully echoey and shitty thing, I must say.
I think £130 well spent.
This is the better one for podcasting. For all of us sat in the room. There's four modes.
So it's like 360 degrees.
Yeah, I can sort of hear myself now.
We're getting a bit of an echo effect because we're getting the noise back from the studio. So we've got stereo mode. Which we just had before. Now we're on omnidirectional.
Yes.
So we're coming from all sides. And before I was in cardioid effect.
In your experience, you've worked in radio a long time.
Yeah.
Could you get the same effect with a mic for £10?
No, mics for £10 are always rubbish because you get lots of handling noise and stuff like this. This is nicely cushioned. And it's got a nice little stand. It's got a very nice wind tunnel thing. And for £129, I think this could be quite decent. What's good about having a USB mic? It goes straight into your sound card, you see.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
What's the point of THX?
No, it's THX certified.
Yeah.
That just means you can use it at LucasArts Studio.
It means that we sound like Darth Vader.
Possibly. Anyway, it's the Yeti mic. It's £129. And now we're back on our mics. And I don't know. What do you reckon? Improvement? Possibly. But there we are, much closer to them, and we've got three of them. So there we are. That is the Yeti mic. It's £129. And it's from Perfect Blue Sound. Mm. There we are. Right.
Worst gadget of the week ever.
You think? I really like it.
Now, it's a well hefty thing, but I don't think it's quite up to the task of recording three people at once. Maybe if we'd all craned in a bit, but
yeah, we could have moved closer.
We're too late.
If on Father's Day this Sunday you wanted to do a little bit of Skype conferencing over audio, then don't use that. Use what you've already got. Use the internal mic on your computer.
There we are.
And buy your dad something for £130.
I'm not buying my dad anything for £130, let me tell you that much. Right then, time to mop up the rest of E3. We've dealt with Nintendo. Let's now take us merrily through the rest of the big news. The Natal name change.
Yeah. Well, Kinect is better than Natal, I suppose.
Do you think? Project Natal.
Well, Natal doesn't mean anything, does it? Whereas Kinect... People didn't maybe know. Too obviously is two words that have been put together. But
And people didn't know how to spell it. And I think Microsoft have got this whole brand thing going at the moment with the two Kin handsets as well, which is this social media, those two little social media handsets that are going to come out this year. And they're called the Microsoft Kin and Kin 2.
Yes. Something like that. But they've had a terrible reception in America. So maybe their entire marketing strategy is flawed in this respect.
Perhaps Microsoft are going, Kinel.
That's very good. Okay, Xbox 360 Slim. It's thinner.
Yeah, but it's kind of hideous, isn't it?
It's got that lacquer finish. Which is
like the first PlayStation ad.
Mm. You're not impressed then?
I don't like it. I like the fact it's got Wi-Fi. I mean, then I think most serious sort of multiplayer online gamers would always use wired anyway. But N is better than G, and G is what you stuck with if you've got a PlayStation. So that's...
I think it could have been a gajillion times better if Microsoft put Blu-ray in it. We were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus, the paid-for service, which is going to cost wannabe subscribers $39.99 for a year or $11.99 for 3 months. What do we make of that?
Can you remind me exactly what that is?
Is that like live?
It's basically a sort of premium version of PlayStation Network.
Yeah, right.
That you have to pay for.
Well, screw that. That'd be my immediate response to that.
Yes, quite. Okay. And PlayStation Move. Okay, if you didn't like that, this is better news. PlayStation Move launching 15th of September in the US for $49.99. That's dollars.
Yeah.
That is dirt cheap.
Yeah, and it's...
Well, you can only sell it in euros in America, you see. Because they have dollars is what they have.
Is it the 16th in the UK? Is that right? Or is it November?
I'm not too clued up on you.
I think I'm right in saying that I said it was going to be 50 quid when it launched over here.
So you're wrong.
I think it could be
a million miles away, actually.
Yeah, I think you're probably going to be right.
That's the price it needed to be
We were talking it's got to be under £100. Well, it's going to be under £50, so that's awesome. New titles, a few we've picked out. PlayStation 3. Okay, this is actually quite a big one. Gran Turismo 5. Finally.
I've been waiting for that for a long, long time.
I think lots of people have been waiting for that for a long, long time.
So it'd be good if they announced that and all the 3D was switched on and you could get a 3D version of Gran Turismo 5, that would be the dogs, as
the
they say.
Dogs,
in Southeast London.
It's landing in November. Little Big Planet 2.
Well, yeah, big title. Again,
I think that could be great. It'd be good if that lands on, I thought if that landed on iPhone or iPad. Little Big Planet 2. I think that'd be quite a nice crossover. Wasn't there a story about Little Big Planet in the first place where they used a piece of music? They used a piece of...
Well, the reason they had to pull it, it got delayed because they had to change, they had to tweak some of the music because it had lines from the Quran in it or something.
Anyway.
Which is funny because obviously it's meant to be, the whole point of it is it's a total family, no offence to anybody whatsoever type of game.
Not clever. One of the Move titles, Tiger Woods 11.
11?
Well, 11.
Is that the amount of women?
11 what? Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, good. Well, yes. Yeah,
Tiger Woods franchise, is that still,
Yeah, but you think
Brand Tiger.
The Move and the, playing golf lends itself perfectly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a match made in heaven.
It is indeed.
It's just whether Tiger Woods is. It's definitely.
Well, funny enough, the Move controller does look a bit like a sex toy. So perhaps it works on both.
Actually, I can't speak. I'm wearing a Tiger Woods watch, actually. So
there we are. If that watch could talk, has he got wandering hands?
Well, hey, you're both on form today. I don't know. Okay, and moving on. Xbox 360, two Kinect titles, Star Wars.
Yeah, which, potentially good if you're.
Although that presumably would be better with the Move, you know, because that's essentially that's a lightsaber, isn't it?
But Kinect, if you could possibly just pick up anything, you could pick up like a wooden spoon.
You're right.
Pretend that was a lightsaber.
You might look ridiculous, but you know.
This is what I've said all along about Kinect stroke Natal.
Yeah.
Is that although they're selling it on the fact of no controller, you are the controller, I actually think that's its Achilles heel and is what
nice
it's going
to
kind
of
do it in. Because he just makes people feel incredibly self conscious, at least initially, anyway. I'm sure they get over it.
It's like air guitar.
Yeah.
Well,
people like air guitar. Surely maybe brilliant. That disproves my
argument.
That'd
be an amazing game, wouldn't it?
Air Guitar Hero.
Air Guitar Hero.
It's got to be
going to happen. Let's TM that.
It'd be impossible
now.
To lose at, though, wouldn't it? Yeah, no, that was the right movement.
And the inevitable Kinect Sports.
Bundled.
Yep.
Obviously, could be a lot of good fun. Basic sort of games, but
I think Microsoft are now saying, or maybe Microsoft have said all along, that they see. Stop calling it Natal. Kinect as. They're almost like saying, okay, Wii has got this massive market of mums and little kids and stuff. We're going after that market. Therefore, we're going to have a number of games that are quite similar to what's on the Wii. And the Move has the same thing as well. That has a game. Yeah. That has a sporty title and a dancing title and a party title. And
yeah, so it's natty little games that are easy to play. You can play with lots of other people. And
it does leave you thinking, why would you bother? Why not just buy a Wii? Or you might already have a Wii and just get out Wii Sports, which is the game that came with it 3 years ago when it launched. But... That's not for me
I'm sure Kinect will have a few more surprises.
But Microsoft having this technology and embedding it into people's homes is quite a big deal, I think. One of the biggest, you know, computer manufacturers of the world. They have this technology.
Yeah, if people go for it, though, that's...
I think they will. If they get the price right, again, I think they have with Move, and we'll see what they do with Kinect when it comes to pricing. We will see.
Yes, we will.
Well, that is about all we have time for. You can find loads more from E3 on T3.com. Remember to vote in the T3 Awards at awards.t3.com. T3 Magazine is on the shelves. The new one comes out on the same day. The iPhone launches.
24th of June.
And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast. The T3 Podcast, in association with the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 with Timescape. See your calls, texts, emails, tweets, and updates all together on one screen. See it in store or visit sonyericsson.com/X10.